Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Today's passage is about viewing our work as doing it unto the Lord. The Apostle Paul knew his time on earth was short, and yet he made the most of his life. His priority was to give guidance to others until his final days. His letters from prison illustrates this. Despite knowing he would soon face death, Paul devoted his time and energy to instructing fellow believers and praying for them. The Apostle Paul also recognized the value of time spent encouraging Christians to do everything as if for the Lord. This is important even when the task seems unrelated to the church. Our Father's work is not just for missionaries and pastors. He calls all his children to different fields and assignments. Paul also knew that the Christian life encompasses struggles, and he was realistic about acknowledging his own imperfections. This meant that to make the best use of his time, he needed to persevere, keep faith in God's promises, and rely on divine power for victory. At the end of his life, as recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul was able to say, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." Life is a gift. Every one of us has a limited number of days on this earth, and God has given each of us different gifts and talents. Let us examine how we approach our work. Are we working at it with all our heart as working for the Lord and not for men? We need to do this in order to be able to look back like Paul and confidently say that we finished well. Please join us next week.